Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 Census Bureau numbers are out and will reshuffle the 435 congressional districts among the 50 states for the next decade. Texas gets two additional congressional seats. Florida gets an additional seat. New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia all lose seats. Reports from Israel are saying U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry was leaking Israeli military movements on Iranian targets to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif. John Kerry denies the allegations. Ocean scientists at the Scripps Institute announced on Monday they've uncovered a former industrial waste site off the Southern California coast with some 25,000 barrels that contain the toxic chemical DDT. A dumping site since 1947, scientists have previously detected in the area near Catalina Island high levels of DDT in marine mammals, including dolphins and sea lions. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Louisville Police Department is under Department of Justice investigation. Tim Berg reports.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News.
This seems to be the one in Louisville. The investigation there seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I gotta tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire, and sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed.
Louisville has a population of 618,000. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your medical records are very private information. If America moves to a mandatory vaccine card, another one of your freedoms will erode away. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS, and she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
Day also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
The supermoon Monday night and Tuesday morning was seen to many as a super pink moon. A supermoon occurs when the moon is closest to the Earth. That results in a brighter, bigger appearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Okay. Like JFK said, the reason we do it is because it's hard. And also, after it's all said and done, it's worth it. Because look what's hanging in the balance here. A free America like no other idea that has ever been on God's green earth. And this is what's hanging in the balance. We've got the author, celebrated author of The Devil and Karl Marx. He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul Ken Gore, Dr. Paul Ken Gore joins us now. Hey, Paul, speaking of Marxism and socialism, we do want to talk about that. But before we do, there's a couple other things, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Sure. How you doing, buddy? You doing okay?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's good to be connecting with you. Speaking of socialism and that, the poster child of progressives and the Democratic Party on the left coast, the left coast. The West Coast, I should say. Gavin Newsom, you know, we knew this, that the signatures were coming in tall order here, and it's been all but confirmed that there is enough signatures for a recall.
Wow, yeah. I actually talked to a friend of mine from California, John, I won't give his last name, but about 2 weeks ago, and he told me then, Bill, that he thought that it was a very real possibility.
Yeah.
And I said, no, come on. He said, no. He said, I think this could happen. So yeah, it very well, it looks like it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And of all things that, so for that, and even, you know, the likes of Caitlyn Jenner,
right.
to be seeking the Republican nomination to run for governor of California. And I was also reading this morning that California is actually losing a congressional seat because of census and redistricting, and because people are leaving the state, and Texas has picked up too. By the way, hopefully this doesn't mean that Texas goes the way of California and Colorado, because Democrats leave California after making it impossible to live there, and then they go and they take their politics with them, and they continue to vote Democrat wherever they go.
Yeah.
They do that here in the Northeast too. They move to the South and do it in
right.
the South.
Well, that's why at the border of Florida, we say welcome, but leave your politics back where they were.
Right, right.
You left, remember, right?
Right, yeah, we do that. But so it would be, this could be quite a shakeup in California, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we've been talking several times with California State Assembly member Kevin Kiley, 35 years old. This guy is sharp. I mean, he's got degrees from Harvard and Yale. He leaves a promising law career, believe it or not, because he sees the problem in California so bad and decides, okay, I'm going to leave that. It must have been fun for him to talk to his family going, yeah, I'm going to abandon this incredible law career because I'm going to go be a politician. I'm going to be a state assemblyman in California. And they go, what, do you realize what the odds are? I mean, like, if you win the seat, you're probably only going to be one of five.
Yeah. You know, right. It is such a one-party state. So, nope, I'm in. I've got to make a difference. I just cannot sit back. So a lot of credit to Kevin Kiley, who wrote a book called Recall Newsom and laid out the case against America's most corrupt governor. I mean, wow. It's a brilliant, brilliant book. I mean, here's an attorney laying out the case here. And so he's really been at the forefront, the vanguard of this recall that's been going on. But last time we had a recall, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was eventually elected to be governor, you know, they all came out of the woodwork. There was, you know, everybody thought that they could do the job, and you know, because it had gotten so bad under the reigning governor, which is again what you've got here with Gavin Newsom. But Gavin Newsom is to me, he's a manifestation of many problems. It's not just Gavin Newsom and his corruption, the Pelosi family. And I think there's only been four families that basically have controlled the state for the last 80 years. Pelosi family is one of them.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Brown as well.
Yeah, yeah, and, exactly.
And, yeah,
Browns.
And right. Yeah, and if you go back to, I'm trying to remember, I can't remember who it was, who Ronald Reagan defeated in 1966, and mm-hmm. then his son got involved in politics. But and in fact, speaking of Reagan.
Yeah, that was Jerry Brown, wasn't it? Well, Jerry Brown afterwards, subsequently, but yeah, but that's another Brown family.
Yeah, Jerry Brown.
That's the white Brown family, not the black Brown family.
Yeah,
that's tied in with Kamala Harris.
Brown versus.
Yes.
Yeah, and Ronald Reagan, I mean, really think about this, people. This is how much politics can change. I mean, California was a totally, totally, totally Republican state.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan won landslides there in 1966 and 1970. And for a while, it looked like whoever the Republican governor could be in California, remember Pete Wilson following
right.
Reagan not far after that, was like an automatic contender for the mm-hmm. presidency of the United States. And in just a generation, if even that, about 20 years, it completely flipped, where California is like, you know, Massachusetts
mm-hmm.
practically now.
Well, you know how that happened. You know that happened, Paul. And that was when they started allowing all the illegal migrants to come into the state. They've overwhelmed the state. They've changed the demographic of the state. Exactly. And, you know, and then what happened was Brown, even before Newsom, had passed a law in California that if you had, you know, that anybody could get a driver's license. Okay. So not only that was the first step. The second step was everybody that got a driver's license got a valid to vote. Well, you know, and they would knock on the doors of, you know, let's just say Hispanics, okay, anybody who wasn't documented. And they'd knock on the door because they got the list of the people who got, you know, based on the records, California driving less DMV records and everything, they knock on the door and say, hey, we're here to collect your ballot. Oh, I'm not a citizen. I'm not allowed. Don't worry. Just give me the ballot. We'll take care of it. You know, this was the early stages of ballot harvesting in the state of California. I mean,
right.
It is so corrupt. But this is
what they try to do nationally.
That's
the goal right mm-hmm. now. And they were Democrats were able to do that in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and it's through because of COVID, right?
Right.
Using COVID
right.
as an excuse for mail-in balloting, including mm-hmm. states like mine, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And what they've done in California, they did in Colorado as well,
mm-hmm.
and Colorado
right.
is now permanently a Democratic state. And they even pulled it off in Georgia.
Right.
This last election cycle with incredible development of hard radical left.
Yeah.
Sentiments.
And you go, how did that happen? Well, that's how it happened. Well, the other thing is that in Arizona, look what's going on there right now. I mean, they're running an audit. And of course, the Democratic operatives, they don't like it. They're trying to do everything they can to stall it out. But, you know, they've got a special group, out of Florida that's running the audit. And it's a basic one. It's not even a deep dive one. It's just, hey, look at, you know, there's trouble here in River City. Let's pull the thread on this. Let's kind of figure this out if you're really sincere about having, you know, free and fair elections. And, the judge has called time out on it. Is giving everybody, I guess, a week or so time out to kind of figure this out to see what they can do. He was put in office by Jan Brewer, the former governor of Arizona. And so they think that maybe he's just this might be a wise strategy. I don't know. But again, what's being delayed is finding out what the heck happened in 2020, Paul. I mean, people are still incredibly quiet. And you and I have talked about this endless, but we'll continue to talk about it because we still don't have the answers to questions that are pretty basic, aren't they?
That's right. And H.R. 1 is seeking to do this on the national scene.
Oh, yeah. Let's just codify the illegality. We got more from Dr. Paul. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Well, he's the author of the book, The Devil and Karl Marx. And we're going to talk socialism here in just a moment with the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, just to wrap things up regarding, you know, this continuing discussion, and it's held quietly in you know, not in the open, because you know, the left, the Democrats, big tech has said that this is a foreboding issue in spite of our First Amendment rights. And in spite of the fact that, you know, you've got a majority of Americans going, And I'm not sure what happened in 2020. All I know is I don't feel good about it. I can't explain it, but it doesn't seem right. And especially now, in light of we're coming on 100 days of this administration, of Biden's administration, and what I'm hearing is an increasing number of people saying, "I didn't vote for him."
Right, right.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and here in my home state of Pennsylvania, I remember the night that we were all watching the election returns come in, that Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November, and Donald Trump was leading Joe Biden 58-41% by about 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I mean, we've never seen anything like that in Pennsylvania.
Right.
We thought it was absolutely in the bag, and people like myself and others who followed this stuff, we were, say, okay, how many ballots are out there, mail-in ballots? I remember watching CNN that night. The reporter said something like 1 to 1.1 million ballots are still out there, mail-in. Some thought maybe 1.5 million. Well, it turns out we learned about a month later there are like 3 million ballots allegedly out there,
yeah.
Right? And 2.5 million were sent in, which is an incredible return rate. I mean, I know people who in their homes were holding 6 or 7 ballots, right?
Yeah.
And didn't send any of them in. They went instead and they voted in person.
Yes.
So, but the idea that there could have possibly been that many ballots out there, way, 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 way more than anybody knew or anticipated or expected or reported or anything. And this is the kind of absolute chaos.
Yes.
That you get through mail-in balloting without insufficient voter ID and integrity laws, which is what states like Georgia have tried to fix, and they've tried to fix it to the wrath of the likes of Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, which have responded, and Coca-Cola, woke Coke,
yes.
Responded to it by boycotting Atlanta, by boycotting the state of Georgia. So you try to fix these laws, the election integrity laws, and Democrats do what they always do. They scream racist, and they're hoping to do on a national scale with voter laws through H.R. 1, basically the Californiaization of American voting laws in every state. And if that takes place, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and others are right. I mean, you'll never see a Republican president again.
Right.
If they do this, and the Democrats know that, which is why they're hell bent on doing it.
Yeah, we'll be like California.
Yeah.
That's what will happen. It'll all be federalized, and this is what it's all about. It's all about power. It's a control. It's a predicted outcome that the Democrats cannot fairly debate. They just don't have the wherewithal and the desire, much less the energy, to bring their issues to the marketplace and say, here's my policy. This is how I think this should work or not. But anyway, I wanted to get into this one topic that you wrote about, and that is this conceived notion by these modern theologists who think the early church was socialist. Can you square that circle for them, please?
Yeah, yeah. And this gets back to one of Georgia's two new senators, right?
Yes.
Raphael Warnock. Who was is Reverend Raphael Warnock, and in 2016, so there's been 4 years before the citizens of Georgia elected him a senator, he said, quote, "The early church was a socialist church." The early church was a socialist church. And the quote from Warnock, the early church was, he said this at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church in 2016. The early church was a socialist church. I know you think that's an oxymoron. By the way, Bill, it is an oxymoron, right?
Yes.
I know you think that's an oxymoron, but the early church was much closer to socialism than to capitalism. Go back and read the Bible. I love to listen to evangelicals who stand on the Bible.
Mm.
Well, they all had things in common. They took everything. I'm just preaching the Bible.
Right.
They took all of their things and had all of their things in common. So that's what Warnock says. And what he's probably referring to there, Bill, and a lot of people know this. In fact, this was the reading a couple Sundays ago in the lectionary, is from Acts 4:32-35 in the New Testament, where it's written, the community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them. So that, you know, that's the famous quote from Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the key lesson here for Reverend Warnock and everybody, especially kind of religious left, social justice warrior types, is what's described there in Acts, that is not socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism was started in the 1800s, you know, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs. And socialism, as I say in this article, and you can find it at our website, faithandfreedom.com, socialism is an atheistic philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And what those early apostles are doing is by voluntary acts of free will in service to God and the church, under no coercion or compulsion by the government, under no threat of punishment and the government redistributing all their stuff forcefully, right? They're deciding to live together as a community of religious believers, motivated by Christ,
mm-hmm.
selling some of their property, sharing some of their stuff. That's you know, like an early form of communalism.
Yes,
religious orders
exactly.
do it.
Right.
Franciscans do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that is not socialism, right?
Exactly.
That is not socialism. The two are very, 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 very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, you take one, it's so out of context. I mean, if you want
right.
to bring it in, you know, socialism into the Word of God, then square up when God says that if you don't work, you don't eat.
Well, yeah, and also, too, I mean, the Ten Commandments, right? Thou shalt
mm-hmm.
not steal.
Right.
It's clear throughout the Old Testament and New Testament that we have property rights. You know, communism, Marx and Engels wrote in the Communist Manifesto, the entire communist theory may be summed up in a single sentence, abolition of private property.
Exactly.
And they said, what is socialism? Socialism is the final transitionary step to communism. You see the defense of property rights all through the Old and New Testament. I mean, Jesus and his father, Joseph, were carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
They did construction. They received money for their work, right? They helped build homes. So you know, the idea that you can have an atheistic socialist collectivist state that rejects religion, by the way, which is what socialism and communism does, come in and forcibly compel everybody, 100% of everybody in all of society, Fidel Castro's Cuba, right, the Kim's North Korea, you know, the Soviet Union, the communist bloc, force them all to share their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, you know, that's the farthest possible thing from Christianity and religion.
Exactly. Socialism to communism, what is the key step that makes it different?
Yeah, well, according to Marxist-Leninist theory, there's real, as the late great Richard Pipes, the Harvard professor, used to put it, he said there's no real meaningful distinction between socialism and communism because it is simply the transition of one into the other. I mean, that's how Marx defined it. That's how Lenin defined it. And in fact, I'll quote from my article here. This is the early church was not socialist, at our faithandfreedom.com website. Lenin, quote, this brings us to the question of the scientific distinction between socialism and communism. What is usually called socialism was termed by Marx the first or lower phase of communist society, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So they both support what they call common ownership of the means of production. And going from socialism to communism is simply about fully achieving that. And that's not Christianity.
No, not at all. There's no freedom there, right? I mean, freedom is extinguished. That's the bottom line.
That's exactly right.
He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, Dr. Paul Kengor. Thank you, Paul.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even
a gym membership. Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 Census Bureau numbers are out and will reshuffle the 435 congressional districts among the 50 states for the next decade. Texas gets two additional congressional seats. Florida gets an additional seat. New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia all lose seats. Reports from Israel are saying U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry was leaking Israeli military movements on Iranian targets to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif. John Kerry denies the allegations. Ocean scientists at the Scripps Institute announced on Monday they've uncovered a former industrial waste site off the Southern California coast with some 25,000 barrels that contain the toxic chemical DDT. A dumping site since 1947, scientists have previously detected in the area near Catalina Island high levels of DDT in marine mammals, including dolphins and sea lions. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp time. Yes, the former NFL quarterback, ministry leader, joins us. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
I am well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Just a little sidebar here very quickly. Once again, people getting outside of their lanes, big controversy, with LeBron James saying some things that, I'll give it that we can all be emotional. And maybe say things that are regrettable. But, this is what's happening where we have to be careful. When emotions are running so high, we can find ourselves saying things that, that are not edifying, that end up, doing damage to the gift that God has given us. And, I'm sad for LeBron. What is of his own doing, but it's something that we can all learn from, because whether it's LeBron James or whoever, we're all subject to our own foibles, aren't we?
We are. I think, when I've gotten a little carried away with myself and my importance or my maturity or thinking I really know things, I then make some mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think that arrogance and pride is the root of making our mistakes. And I'm not going to say that LeBron James, by character, is the worst person with pride and such. I think I'm going to make a point that LeBron James is dealing with the highest possible degree of human success, attention, notoriety, branding, and fame. And with that comes a very dangerous component of pride. And when you let yourself accept the false narrative that you're more important than anyone else, you're subject to make mistakes. So, A, he has that challenge, okay, as any famous or rich or successful or smart person does. But B, we live based on our perceptions of reality much more so than we do on reality.
Mm-hmm.
And most people today are plugged into their news feed and their social media feed, okay, mm-hmm. and they're getting a headline that's being developed by kind of an algorithm-led perspective that wants to sell more and more information and news to you. And so it feeds you one perspective, and you don't get an accurate one. So
exactly.
LeBron James is a victim of that, mm-hmm. as many of us are on the right and the left, conspiracy theorists, et cetera. People are forming their own perceptions, their own narrative. It's not completely or even close to reality. And then if you add in the human pride that comes with the success he's had, I think that's some of the formula that's led to this sad situation. And, I give the guy, the benefit of the doubt, but it's definitely a result of that kind of dynamic.
Well, we extend grace because we would want grace, when we step mm-hmm. in it. And we have, again, to me, this is a learning, opportunity. And all this triggered two questions that I was thinking about when you and I were going to talk this morning. And I wrote this down: who is the boss of you and who do you really trust? And I saw these critical questions and answers being so vital to, who we are, made in the image of God, with a God-given purpose. And if we honor that God-given purpose, it'll go well for us. When we violate that God-given purpose and we try to control it and do it unlike the way Jesus did, Jesus said it's about serving, not being served. And so whether it's LeBron James or Jeff Kemp or Bill Martinez, it's just, where is your heart? Is your heart in a servanthood position, or is it in a to-be-served position? And and I find myself, when I get in trouble, is when I get that out of order.
Yeah. The serving versus served is kind of the American dilemma between being a consumer, it's all mm-hmm. about you,
yes,
or an investor. I'm trying to create value for other people. But those two questions were powerful. Number one, who's your boss? Frankly, most of us, I'm the boss today. I'm trying to figure things out. I'm a pretty nice boss, but I'm the boss. That's one question. The other question is, who at the end of the day, ultimately, do I trust? Is it other people? Probably not. Is it the government? Probably not. Is it your boss? Probably not. Is it you? If you look at the evidence and you see who's making most of the decisions and what they're oriented around, it probably is you. Or is it the creator of you, who you mentioned earlier, the God that made you in his image? So I would think most of us would love to say, I trust God more than me, and he's the boss, I'm not.
Yes.
But we don't really live real well like that. And I think that is exactly the diagnosis for why our marriages are struggling, our parenting has some real fractures in it, our political discord can't really balance grace and truth that well, and we struggle with our trials in life. We're like, God, did you forget me? Maybe God isn't good after all, or this is the worst situation. I'm the victim. No, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but I'll use these things to give you an experience like I've had, so you can draw closer to the Heavenly Father, develop your faith more thoroughly, like the book of James talks about it, and you'll gain perseverance and character and hope in heaven, not just in the short term, and you'll experience more of God's love, which is how Paul lays things out in the book of Romans when he explains suffering and such. So this question of who do you really, really trust, and who's your boss? I think it can be explained with a story, a metaphor. I met a young man, cool young guy, but he had a tough background where his wife had left him and was not giving him access to his children. There are many parents in this challenging situation. But he, because of this trial, had actually decided to start leaning into his relationship with God, and he was actually getting excited about his faith for the first time in his life. But his circumstances were bad. But his spiritual life was getting good. And I had this conversation with him, and I said, hey, if you had this Mercedes, it wasn't running perfect, but it was, you know, a pretty valuable car, and you wanted to give it to someone who was a much, much better owner than you, and that much, much better owner would let you use the car and enjoy it, but they were going to take care of all the maintenance. They were going to decide everything about how to take care of it. What would you do to give that car to him? We said, well, you'd get the title deed and you'd sign it, and then you'd hand it to that person.
Exactly.
And when you took the title deed out and you flipped it over and you signed it and handed it to that other person, they would then own it. And that's the metaphor. If you realize that your Heavenly Father is a better owner of your life than you, that he is absolutely perfect, loving, good, knows everything. If you think you can craft a nice plan for your life and you think it's better than God, like Adam and Eve did, you're mistaken.
Right.
So if we think of it this way and we say, okay, God, I'm going to sign my life over to you. And then once you do, you get out of the driver's seat. You actually step out of the car. You hand him the car keys. You give him the title deed. And then you remind yourself every morning, this car belongs to him. But the amazing thing is, God starts to work on the car. He improves the engine. He shines that thing up. He takes that dented fender. He actually puts a new GPS in it. He takes it on a different road to a different place. And he lets you be in that car and enjoy it. And actually, at some point, he'll put you in the driver's seat. But no longer are you deciding. You're just following the guidance of the Father, who's the true owner. That is the one we trust, and that is the true boss of our lives. And that maybe would help people to think of it this way. Let me sign the title deed of my life over to the best owner, and then let him run the show.
And I'll direct you to Proverbs 3:5 and 6, that Jeff and I have spoken about before in our conversations, that we're not to lean into our own understanding. We're to trust in God with all our hearts. And that's who we trust. We don't trust, you know, other humanoids, because we're all going through this journey, and we all have to answer those two critical questions. Jeff Kemp, thank you as always.
Historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs.
Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there for you. You can catch up on any of the current very, very hot viral videos or ones that we've talked about previously. You know, they're right there. Download them, share them, enjoy. I mean, it kind of, you know, it reminds me sometimes, Sam, of, you know, when you get down a little bit, you know, you can go back to your high school, your high school annual. And in fact, I found mine the other day as I was moving. We moved our studios to Port St. Lucie, Florida, and in a different area. And it's a very, very lovely place, as Roma Downey would refer to it as. Very lovely. And anyway, I found my high school annual, and it was like, wow, this is so cool. I didn't realize I was that special. Of course, they didn't treat me that way during the 4 years while I was on campus. So, but nonetheless, I mean, you know, delusion, I guess, can be good. If nothing else, it'll get you out of those down moments. Because sometimes when you think about it, when you get too depressed, sometimes that in itself is a delusion, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. And I always think that I love the pictures and everything from, you know, your high school yearbook. Mm-hmm. But the messages in the back are the part that I think we treasure the most.
Oh, sure.
You know, like
exactly.
I even had one of my best friends that I've had since high school. We used to have a notebook that we wrote our notes back and forth. And I swear that's like even better than a high school annual. And
cool?
You can see how silly you were. And that kind of stuff is just so much fun. And you know what?
Yeah.
Enjoy the compliments when you look back on them.
Yeah, exactly. And don't worry about your hair. Yes, you did wear your hair then that way. But, welcome to the modern era. And thank God for fashion and that it does change. It's not always consistent. Hey, let's talk about this gathering here on a Nebraska field for a pool noodle brawl over the name Joe. What is this? A pool noodle brawl? Over the name Josh, what was all that about?
So I started seeing this. I guess it goes back all the way a year ago. This guy named Josh Swain. Mm-hmm. He was bored during the pandemic. He's about 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something a little bit silly, and I'm going to create a Facebook group full of people with my same name, and I'm going to give them coordinates and give them a date, which will be a year from now. It was a year mm-hmm. from the date that he sent it out. And he's like... Yeah. Hey, guys, you may be wondering why I called you here. He messages every Josh Swain on Facebook, and he gives them coordinates to go meet. And
This is first name, all first name Josh, right? All the Joshes.
All,
with a first name.
All first name Doss.
Yes, okay.
All last name Swain.
Oh, really?
Everybody with his name.
Really? Josh and Swain? Both of them? I thought it was just Josh. Oh, you have to have both names. Okay.
No, you had to have both names, for, at least for the first round and for the original concept. And the joke was they were all going to get together in these coordinates and battle for the name Josh Swain. So whoever came back the winner, they got to keep the name. Everybody else had to change it. So that's the joke.
Okay.
Anyway, so it ends up becoming a huge deal. Hundreds of people with the name Josh Swain or Josh end up showing up. Isn't that crazy? Hundreds.
Hundreds of people. Wow.
That's
who,
right.
Who would have known, right?
Who would have? I think he never expected it to become this big. He was just kind of joking around. He thought maybe there'd be like 30 people there.
Maybe,
it was just a silly thing to do, you know? It's a 22-year-old guy locked in his house during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Well, so it ends up becoming a big thing, and everybody on the internet starts watching, and they're like, oh, my gosh, today's the day. So it was April 24th, and they end up all getting together at the coordinates that he specified. And the first round was battling with like rock, paper, scissors, and you have somebody win that. And then the second round was and the first round was between Josh Swain. The second round's between just guys named Josh, and you battle with pool noodles, and it was won by a five-year-old, which is hilarious. And they end up raising $8,000 for the Children's Hospital and hundreds of pounds worth of food for the food pantry. So not only was this, like, entertaining for the whole internet, it kind of gives you an escape for a minute.
Right,
it did some good.
I'm starting to envision this. I mean, pool noodles, we're talking those little rubber things you throw in the pool that get in the way when you don't want to.
Yes,
right, exactly. How much fun.
It's
okay.
Hilarious. I mean, it's so much fun. If you guys get a chance, just check it out. Cause
that's hysterical.
It's honestly one of a kind. I've never seen anything like it. And it's
so who's the real Josh? Who's the real Josh Swain now after everything is all said and done? Was it the five-year-old? The five-year-old?
Well, the five-year-old, well, there was the original Josh Swain, and then, so I'm not really sure how you would even distinguish them. I guess Josh Swain is the winner, but the five-year-old was just named Josh. So he wasn't Josh Swain. He was just a regular Josh.
He was just a regular Josh wanting to be.
He was a Josh with other last names.
Yeah.
But
how incredible.
Concept. Yeah, you know, it's just a bunch of people getting together and having fun. And honestly, I think it was just as fun for everybody else to watch it, because I know that when I was talking to different people about it, they're like, that's what was going on. I kept seeing these messages about all these Joshes meeting up and I couldn't figure it out. And it's so hilarious. I love it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bring your own pool noodle and have a great time. And fortunately, it was one of those things that the government didn't get involved with and, you know, try to quarantine them on the spot or levy fines because you had too many people coming together at specific coordinates and, you know, all that kind of silliness. But, yeah, I mean, hey, look, we need to exercise a little bit of levity in these trying times here. You know, we start taking ourselves too serious. Well, God bless Josh Swain. That's awesome. All the Josh Swains, for that matter, for showing
That's
up.
Right.
Huh? That's all very cool. Now,
oh,
you've got this next story. You've got teens coming together to rebuild a struggling vet's home in 51 days. Wow. What a project.
I love these kind of stories when you see a community that comes together for someone who needs it. So when John was a World War II veteran, and he had saved up money to buy this house, and it was in bad shape. But after when he bought the house, he decided to take the remainder of his money and invest it in remodeling and making it just what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hires somebody to remodel it, and they end up taking the money from him and never doing anything. So, you know, he's an older man. He's not got any money left to do the repairs, so he's living without all the essentials, even like indoor plumbing and different stuff like that. And it was like water, sewage, electricity, anything that he needed, he didn't have. Well, his community ends up getting word of this. And they decide, you know what? This isn't going to happen here. We're not going to do this. And so there's a group of high schoolers that get together. They have a class. But they decide to get together every day for 50 days. And it's 26 students, and they've never done anything like this. Some of them didn't even know how to use, you know, the basic, like, hammer and nail things together. But they
now,
showed up.
Tell me again, do I hit my thumb first or do I hit the nail first? Don't worry.
Well,
you'll figure it out.
If you've never done anything like that, what a
task to
take on.
Exactly.
And it shows you what, you know, these young men are capable of. It's a group of young men, and they just showed up every day, and they end up surprising John. It was actually 51 days, and so John comes back, and I'm sure his house is better than anything that he had ever expected, you know. And it was said that, you know, if they'd asked those teenagers to bring the moon, they would have brought the moon. That's how eager they were to help. They never knew what they were going to face every day, but they did it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in hearing them feel like that sense of accomplishment.
Oh, exactly. Have you ever done that yourself? Have you ever gone and built a home yourself?
No, but I can't imagine the pride I would feel if I did.
Oh, it was so much fun. I took the kids one time. We had a group of people that we knew and went across the border. And because we were in California at the time, so we'd go across the border. And it was for a church, and it was the pastor of the church, and he needed a home, and from dirt. I mean, we put this thing together, and over a couple of weekends, it was just unflippin' believable, and it was such a blessing. Because like you said, I mean, you know, been around my dad. My dad was an electrician. You know, we did things like this. But, you know, to do it, you know, framing and all this, the foundation, the whole deal, it was what a learning opportunity and so much fun. Even the kids got into it, too. It was good fun. And they didn't hit one another with a hammer. So that was a blessing.
That's good. And, you know, you can go back years later and you look at the house and I think you just feel like that sense of pride and you built that. And then that person got to live in it. And have a safe place. And I just love the story. I think building houses is something that maybe different high schools around the country should look into doing that could solve a couple problems at one time.
Especially you think with some of these veterans, I know we're doing, you know, Tunnel for Towers raises money to give vets homes. And down in San Diego, we worked with a group that did, you know, same thing to help vets who, you know, had come back from Afghanistan and Iraq and with injuries and that sort of thing. And it was such a, you know, such a great moment of giving. I do want to get on this next story. We've got a rather inventive grandson who builds a telegram messaging machine for his 96-year-old grandmother. I mean, how sweet is that? I mean, it's tough enough as it is for, you know, grandparents and, you know, parents for that matter. As we age gracefully, we do, and we have a little bit more time. And we really we want to have the relationship. And this is the problem with COVID, because COVID has interfered with our relationship with our loved ones. But, you know, but the need is still there, you know, to have that familial, you know, contact and relationship with your kids and your grandkids and that sort of thing. And so whatever you can do to facilitate it, in this particular case, this young man comes up with a telegram messaging machine. Tell us about that. We got about a minute left here, Sam.
That's right. So Manuel Dallo, his grandma's 96-year-old. She's living in Spain and she's hard of hearing. So he was trying to think of a way to communicate with her. So he comes up with a device that will translate the words that he's saying and it'll print out on thermal paper where she's at. So he can call and leave her a message and it prints out for her on thermal paper. And I just think it's such he calls it the Yayagram instead of the
telegram. I love that. That's awesome. Yayagram.
And then she can save the messages and kind of print them around. I think this is such a cool idea. You know, especially for, like, you know, and that's not to say everybody who's older is having a difficult time with technology. But it's forever changing. And when you can't call and talk on the phone or you can't do face to face because people can't hear, what a great idea. I think it's something that we could implement with everybody.
So many more stories we couldn't get to. This one I will read really quick. She held his hand, told him she loved him. It's quite possible she's the first person to ever utter those words to this poor man. A police officer comforts an elderly man in his final days.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.